Michael Rapaport unloads on BLM, LGBTQ2S plus groups silent on anti-Semitism. Calvary ain't coming for the Jewish people. By Paul Bois on June 4, 2025. Actor Michael Rapaport had some sobering words in the wake of the attack in Boulder, Colorado, wherein a Palestinian activist used makeshift incendiary devices to harm 12 people marching in support of Israel. "We have stood by. We have spoken out. I'll just say for me, I'll just speak for myself, I ain't no spokesperson. I have spoken out on behalf of Black Lives Matter, George Floyd. I have spoken out on behalf of women's rights. I called Clarence Thomas Uncle Clarence. I've spoken on abortion rights. Every single thing under the sun I have spoken out about on social media for the last 10 years," he began. Rapaport mentioned that he feels like an asshole for putting up a black square to honor Black Lives Matter now that nobody will speak out on behalf of Jews. "They're not calling. They're not texting. They're not tweeting. They're not leaving comments. They're not DMing. They're not doing shit," he said. Rapaport said that he has been all around the country and in Israel speaking out while people keep approaching him to lament that nobody seems to be saying anything about attacks on Jewish people. After expressing his frustration, Rapaport told Jewish people that the Calvary ain't coming. He also said that nobody in his actual life has reached out to see if Jewish people like him are feeling okay at this time. Mohammed Sabri Solomon has been detained by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, with a pending deportation. He has been charged with attempted murder and assault after he injured a dozen people with a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails. As many as 12 people between the ages of 52 and 88 were hospitalized with minor or serious burn injuries. As Breitbart News reported, Solomon had been in the United States illegally after overstaying a tourist visa. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.